From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Consider the classic summer job. Could be lifeguard, ice cream scooper, caddy, construction worker, or house painter. We've found three young people convinced they've landed great summer jobs. We'll check in with them a few times over the summer to see if things are living up to expectation. Today we meet them for the first time, and we start with Rose Kassler. She's 22. She just graduated from Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon, and she's spending her summer working as a wrangler at a Western Ranch resort, the home ranch in Clark, Colorado.
We usually get to the ranch at about 6 a.m. in the morning, and we catch our horses and saddle them, and the sun is just coming up over the mountains. We ride out into the hills underneath the sun coming up, and we gather in the herd of about 70 horses. And so we go riding through the trees, and we whoop and holler to kind of bring them out, and then drive them down through this chute into the corrals. And then we head up to breakfast, and after breakfast we brush and saddle them, and then the guests come down, and then we take them out on the trail into the hills.
You were saying you whoop and holler to get the horses in?
We do. People have different theories about the best way to bring in horses. Sometimes we use it just to drive them out, you know, to get them moving out of the bushes if they're trying to hide in there. But there's one special spot in the pasture where if you whoop and holler, it echoes, and so the horses think that you're actually behind them, and they'll come running down towards you.
Oh, so you're fooling them.
Yes. All psychology.
What might you be whooping and hollering? Can you give us a demonstration?
Well, it is very much just like a whoop. I usually whoop like, whoop, like that, but a whole lot louder.
And does it work?
Oh, yeah. It definitely works. They come thundering out in a big herd. It's really beautiful.
Have you been riding horses since you were a little girl?
Yeah, I've been riding since I was about 8. I'm from a small ranching community in Oregon and grew up with a lot of friends who had cows and horses. And then when I got older, I started helping out some of the cowboys on the big ranches and going on cattle drives and helping at brandings and then eventually working for a horse trainer and breeder and also outfitters in the wilderness, taking people camping on horseback.
I was looking on the website for the ranch and I saw that the horse of the month for the month of June is Billy.
Oh, Billy. He's a big sweetheart.
What's he like?
Well, let's see. He's kind of short and stocky, and he's brown and white. And there's another horse that looks very similar to him, but Billy has this peculiar mushroom-shaped patch on his behind. And so that's what you always look for when you're trying to catch Billy out of the herd of 80 horses. And he's very gentle. We had the ranch donates a week of their time to a group of kids with cancer every year. And this year they were from Houston. And there was the sweetest little girl who rode Billy all week. And she was just tiny, but she had these fancy little boots and the cutest little hat and a great Texas accent. And I'll never forget her saying, "Come on, Billy. Come on, Billy," just all week long.
And would he come?
Yeah, he would go along.
What's been the hardest part of your job so far?
Not getting enough sleep.
Yeah?
Yeah. We usually work 10 or 12-hour days, and then often there's an evening function, and so by the time Sunday rolls around our day off, we're pretty much ready to just lay around.
Yeah. And a good hot shower figures in there somewhere, I bet.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Well, Rose, we'll check in with you a little later on this summer and see how your job is going.
All right. Great.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Rose Kassler, who's working this summer as a wrangler at the home ranch in Clark, Colorado. Now 21-year-old Jesse Rauch, a student at Boston University, who's working as an intern on Capitol Hill this summer for Democratic Congressman Rob Andrews of New Jersey.
A typical day would usually consist of sorting the mail, answering the phone, greeting guests that come into the office. We log mail as well as often write to constituents and go to hearings to keep the staffers abreast of what's going on, to things that they can't themselves go to.
Have you always been sort of a political animal since you were a little kid?
I believe I was, but didn't know until late in college, actually. I used to be just pre-med, just did a lot of stuff in college and in high school that didn't realize I was running for office more and more.
Running for office?
Yeah, in different organizations in college. And then just finally grabbed me and said, wow, maybe I do like the political game, maybe something I want to go into.
What is it that you like about it?
I like dealing with people a lot. I like hearing what people have to say. I like hearing their concerns and problems they're having. And then being in a position that can change something.
Is there, Jesse, is there a goal that you have for this summer, something you want to get out of this job?
One of the goals I have, I want to meet people. I want to network. What I'm seeing is that the more people you know, the more likely you're going to get somewhere. And that as well as learning how things actually work, because what we get taught in high school is not exactly how things happen up here. And it's good that we get to see the practical side of the legislative process.
So you're networking, you're trying to make connections. It sounds like you're thinking forward a bit.
I am. I'm considering an actual elected office somewhere, and my ultimate aspiration is probably to be a senator.
A senator?
Mm-hmm. We'll see how things go.
Jesse Rauch, good luck, and we'll check in with you a little later on this summer.
Okay, thank you very much.
Jesse Rauch is an intern for New Jersey Congressman Rob Andrews. Finally, we go to Denmark, Maine, where 25-year-old Liliana Puentes is a counselor at the all-girls Wayanaganik camp. She's from Bogota, Colombia. She's in charge of 13 to 15-year-olds.
We have, like, sailboarding, water ski, horseback riding, tennis, swimming, pottery, arts and crafts, drama. We have a play and archery, riflery.
And what area are you in charge of?
I'm teaching swimming and water ski.
You like the water?
Yeah, I love it. It's so fun when you're in the water, like, especially in a hot summer. It's amazing. And the kids love it.
What do you think the most important thing is as a camp counselor?
They need to know that you're there for them, but that you are the boss. They have to know who's the counselor in the cabin. And you have to be there for them, but you have to give them their space, because that's why they come to camp.
Mm-hmm.
Especially teenagers, they want to find themselves.
What do they think about your being so far from home?
That's the thing. They, like, you know, even if they're not really little girls anymore, they get homesick. And they ask me if I'm homesick, and I am. So it's cool because they like it, and they feel they're not alone if you feel a little bit sad for your home, too.
Do you remember from the other summers that you've been there, is there maybe a smell that kind of defines summer camp in Maine for you?
Yeah, the pine trees. Yeah, whenever I come back, I'm like, wow, this smell. And the blankets, they're clean, but they smell different. They smell like camp. And I love it. My first night here is always like, it's like if I never left.
Well, Liliana Puentes, thanks very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Liliana Puentes, a camp counselor in Denmark, Maine. We'll check in with Liliana, Jesse, and Rose next month.